80s, 90s, 2K, and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. As we go through this really difficult time of quarantine and the stay-home order and everything else, it's always nice to spoil yourself a little here and a little there when you can. And the one thing that I've been thinking about doing once we get through all of this madness is to maybe put a new stereo system in my car. I like to listen to tunes when I'm driving around, and I know one place that can make that stereo system happen in my car is at Patterson's Audio and Video. These guys can really help you make the most of your ride. State-of-the-art car audio system at Patterson's Audio and Video. They have a huge selection. They can find a perfect fit for you and your car. You can learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. You can stop by in person, of course, when the world opens back up. They're across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or you can give them a call today at 208-678-6997. Joined once again by Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. Last hour, we were talking about why it's so important to be a great coworker. And if you missed that conversation, or if you want to read more about what we were talking about, there's some really great info on the blog. That's at www.visitjeromeidaho.com. I encourage you to go there. And Cheryl, normally we're talking about the business of the week and the schedule of events and things like that that are coming up during this second part of the segment. But because everything's kind of upside down and turned around and sideways at the moment, instead we're kind of focusing on some industries out there that really do make a difference, especially now in the midst of our stay home order.
Well, and I like what you said about, you know, when you started with the, you know, with getting a new car stereo and stuff. I think the biggest thing too is looking at the positivity. What can we find to be uplifting and edifying during this upside down world, as you call it? Last week we had honored the teachers and the educators, and I had recently read somebody had posted a post on their Facebook page, one of my friends, about how all of a sudden they are very, very appreciative of what teachers go through. And they know that that's not something, a career that they could do full time with just with their limited exposure, with just trying to be the stay-at-home teachers with their own kids and in their own homes. You know, so there's always something we can look at instead of saying, oh, you know, we're stuck behind closed doors and we can't see our friends. So with that said, this week we're honoring the retail industry. The frontline workers, how can we go wrong? I mean, we are so grateful to the local members, to everybody who's trying to encourage the shop local, and just thank you to the cashiers, the stockers, even the janitorial staff. Think about it, Brock. Even you've got the postal people, right? You know, postmen, mm-hmm. postwomen out delivering mail. We have got this whole huge industry of people that are out there on the front lines trying to make sure that we can still get the things that we need to so that we can survive.
It reminds me of my trip to the pharmacy yesterday. I had to go pick up some medications for myself and for my wife. And, you know, before I even leave my house, I'm thinking about, okay, this has kind of been standard procedure for me for the last couple of weeks. I wear gloves, and of course, everybody at this point has seen one of those videos circulating online where the nurse is showing you that, yeah, gloves are a good idea, but here's what you're not thinking about. And you're getting your crud all over the place when you leave those gloves on because you're just taking the infection with you. And so I'll take a pair of gloves, and next to me in my driver's seat is a can of Lysol so that before I go into the store, I Lysol the gloves before I come. And then when I come out of the store and get back into my car, I Lysol the gloves just to make sure. And you walk into the store and realize that while I'm trying to limit the amount of time I spend out of the house, there are people who are keeping this world turning when it has seemingly stopped moving. And those are, just like you said, the people who are running the grocery stores and running the pharmacies and running the restaurants and things like that. These people are really at the front line of this. We could not at this point be any more grateful for what they're doing.
Well, and I've heard stories when I've been calling chamber members and talking to business owners and employees and stuff, and just saying, hey, you know, just, you know, doing that courtesy phone call, calling on them, saying, how are you guys doing? What do you need? What can we do to help? And I hear good stories and bad stories and crazy stories. I'm like you, I will go in with a Clorox wipe and wipe everything down and, you know, and and stuff like that. But have you seen the posts going around about the way that people are doing their own makeshift gear?
Like
Protective gear?
Masks and stuff? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so I saw one yesterday. I had to show it to my 17-year-old daughter, and I just about, she couldn't get over how much it had me almost on the floor rolling, laughing. The funniest picture that I thought I saw was the person, because you don't know if it was a man or the woman, in a full scuba gear with the oxygen tank on their mask. Going
you can never be too careful.
And of course, you in the photos, you're seeing the look on the cashier's face with these crazy get-ups that people are doing to protect themselves. So kudos to everybody in the retail industry. And like you said, holding down the fort that's still making the world turn.
I bet they're not going home a single night without having just a story to tell their spouse or their kids or their parents or whoever they're going home to. They've got to be coming home with some pretty incredible stories these days.
Well, you got to find the humor in it somewhere. So I'm grateful to those who are taking the pictures and sharing them so that we can all get a laugh at some of these crazy things that we're seeing. But in the meantime, please be extra kind to these people because they are out there and they are, you know, seeing people on a regular basis, trying to keep the social distancing, but definitely working so hard to make sure that you can get your stuff at the pharmacy, at the grocery store, you know, whatever kind of your car breaks down, whatever type of maintenance you need, you know, it's just congratulations to them and the UPS drivers, you know, you name it.
On that note of these people who are keeping the world turning, while a lot of the industries in America right now have essentially shut down and have quieted down, these businesses in the service industry and in the retail industry, a lot of them are working harder than they have ever worked. And where maybe you're working for one of those industries that has stopped functioning, maybe you're furloughed right now. Unemployment this week, I read an article yesterday that said Idaho unemployment skyrocketed by 2,900% last week. And so if you're in a position where you don't know when you're going to end up going back to work, obviously you're going to want to go back to the job that you had before everything shut down. But in the meantime, instead of first going to the Department of Labor website and filling out the unemployment claim, and it's there for people who need it. But before you do that, I would highly encourage you to check with these businesses that are still open, that are still functioning, because a lot of them right now are asking for extra help. And they realize that those who are going to come in and apply for work are probably only applying for temporary work. And really, I mean, we were talking before we got on the air together, Cheryl, it works hand in hand because a lot of these establishments will not be as busy once the world starts turning again. So they need you temporarily. You need them temporarily. And I just think that is step one on your list. If you're not working right now, everybody still needs to pay the bills. Go check with some of these service providers.
We as human beings need to be needed. And I have a friend who works for a telecommunications company, and he has been, the store is shut down, and he has been at home. And he is just, I mean, this isolation, you know, living alone sort of thing is going crazy because he's not having that human contact. And like you said it, Brock, I mean, there are so many jobs out there. Department of Labor, there was over 600 in the Magic Valley alone. And like you said, we have the opportunity to provide some income to help minimize the effects of the economy by having less people apply for unemployment if people will go out there and get some of these jobs. Like you said, with the understanding that as soon as the world starts turning again, you're going to go back to your regular paying job and be able to move forward. But in the meantime, let's do what we can do to help this retail industry and these other businesses that can't keep up with the demand because they need people.
And even if you find out that whatever place you're inquiring about isn't going to pay you what you are making at your real job, you need to understand that if you get on unemployment, and I can't remember what the dollar figure is, but they're only going to give you $250, $300, something like that per week. You could probably make a lot more than that by helping some of these businesses out. And yeah, it might not be as much as you were making at your real job, but know that it's a temporary thing. Eventually you get to go back to your real job. And in the meantime, you could make a little extra cash working through this pandemic with a lot of the companies who really need your help right now. So, and like you said, a great resource is to get onto the Department of Labor website. They have over 600 jobs listed right now in the Magic Valley. And there are some businesses right now who really need the extra help. So look into that before you file unemployment.
They are. On the Department of Labor website, the Jerome Chamber website has a job board. You can go directly to the specific website. I had, you know, like you and I were talking off the air, I'd seen Winco was listed on the Department of Labor, Walmart, Ridley's. I mean, you're talking to so many chamber members and non-chamber members out there that are desperately seeking people. So definitely take a look. And who knows, you might, you know, meet some new friends and form great relationships that you'll have for years to come.
And again, that website, www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. Cheryl, it's always a pleasure. And hopefully sooner than later, we get to hang out again in person, in studio. But until then, stay safe, stay home, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Brock.
Bye-bye.
Bye.